today's podcast. Today I'll be talking on purpose. Believe you have a purpose. You were made on purpose for a purpose. You were handcrafted with great intention by a loving creator who has had a plan for you since the beginning of time. Every fiber in your being knows this is true. There is a place for you. You just need to find it. Discovering that purpose is the journey of a lifetime. And while it will take your whole lifetime, it will completely realize your calling. There are things you can do today to start catching glimpses of it, so that you can take steps in the right direction towards your life's purpose. By finding the right path and walking in it, you will not only eventually accomplish your purpose, you will also live a good life filled with meaning and satisfaction. And deep down, that's what all of us desire. We believe God has created a unique plan for each one of us, a calling, a purpose, or a vocation, and He wants us to find it. Our definition for these terms includes all the special activities that God created you to perform in the world, a fulfillment of His intention and desire for you, which will naturally result in service or benefit to others. Calling includes the ways we think about our work in the world, our neighborliness, our involvement in community, our support of the next generation, our generosity, and our free time, to name just a few of the things that make up a good life. Your vocation certainly includes your job or the work you get paid for, but it also encompasses your broader purpose. It can help address those questions of what am I here for and what am I meant to do with my life. Each person longs to know the answer to these questions. Your calling will be revealed to you in one flash of insight. It will unfold as you take repeated steps in the right direction. If you're willing to do the work, have confidence. When you pursue God's good purpose for your life, you will find it. Step out on this journey with honest courage, openness, and curiosity. Prepare your heart to listen and then be ready to respond. Before I go, I would love to ask you a question, and I will be expecting your response in the comment sections. How are you feeling about your future? Are you optimistic or hopeful or feeling anxious or fearful? Be honest with yourself about where you are now and the starting point of this process.